All right, hey y'all.
Hey,
we're back. My name is Tasia,
and I'm Farron,
and we're Millennial Frequency. Y'all, did y'all miss us?
Did you? We've been out for what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, this is our first time just like not recording consistently because we literally recorded 50 weeks of the 52 weeks.
Yeah,
it wasn't always easy, but we did. But we're coming back. We're going to do the top 10 of 2018. We got some friends with us. We got some guests.
Yay.
We have Tatum and Tracy.
Yay.
Can y'all go on and speak?
Hey, y'all. So, it's me, Tracy V, and...
Oh, God.
What? It was my radio voice.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, it's me, Tracy V. One half of the podcast, Melodically Dope, and this hater to my right is...
I'm Tatum Tot.
Yeah. So we're going to do a little collaborating today. We just did their show, so check out their show. When is y'all show drop?
On Wednesdays.
Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. What time?
Probably like 12 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
We try to get it out there ASAP. As soon as we're done recording, we just push
y'all put it out?
Uh-huh.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Cool. So check it out on every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It was real fun. Like,
it was fun.
Energy was good. We did 21 questions. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Check out your answers. Check out
the answers.
Please check out the answers.
A little bit more.
Yeah.
And get in the comment section and let us know what you think as well.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're going to do the top 10 of 2018, starting with number 10. Now, I will preface this by saying that all the moments are not good.
Mm-hmm.
They're not all exciting.
Yeah.
But those are like some of our pivotal moments that we decided that happened within pop culture and just being a millennial in this era. Cool. So, number 10, the border / the Cajun of kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What happened? I missed it.
It was pretty dark.
Remember, like, in Mexico? Was that? It was, like, the border of Mexico. Trump's people.
Yeah.
They had them kids locked up in cages and stuff at the border.
Families. Splitting up families.
And they were, like, separated for, like, weeks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
He not doing that no more?
I think it's still going on, but at the time it was just
it was a big low for America.
The child passed away a few weeks ago.
That's how it kind of got attention because she was, she was a little kid.
Is the government still shut down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so
I'm just glad it don't affect my job. I work for the state, so I'm
glad it affects my
job. I was going to ask you when you said the state, like, I wonder if that affects you.
I'm a caseworker, and no.
They need you.
Yeah, right.
My homegirl works for the passport office. She's out of work right now.
Oh.
Wow. Because that's federal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm state.
Okay.
So, yeah, if I went to doing like immigration or passports or something like that.
My mom works for the post office, so does that affect her?
Uh-uh.
No. No, okay. Okay. Ooh, Lord. Okay. we ain't got no dollars to be shipping. But, so yeah, that was a pretty big low, but you know, it really just kind of solidifies that we have to really pay attention to what's going on in government. And, regardless if you agree with immigration or not, little babies being caged.
And separated from
separated
their families.
That's just not the move.
Absurd. No. Not especially coming from like the country that's supposed to be like the land of opportunity.
Free.
Like that. And y'all are treating people like this that's like coming over here. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
I don't see them as people though.
No, they don't.
So that's the problem.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Number 9. So Tatum does not like Kanye. Well, she loves Kanye. She loves Kanye. So she's not going to like what we have. But number 9 is Slavery Was a Choice.
I'm staying out of it.
this was the thing. You know, we all have kind of been looking at Kanye West a little different for a while. But the fact that he was not careful with a statement that was so delicate really made headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to make the list.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Every time I feel like I can give Kanye the benefit of the doubt, he just do something else that's so damn stupid.
Yeah. He had that good interview with Charlamagne, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on that day.
And he went parading through TMZ like he was
I think it was like,
dropped him off. Like, what happened to you here?
Y'all needed a sitter? What happened? just go in there and play. Right, come and get you an hour. So, how much damage could you really do? Oh, fuck. Could get a lot.
Yeah. I think he kind of probably went AWOL from his publicist and stuff. And just, like, they probably didn't know where he was.
I'm just confused because he sometimes he says, you know, he's fine, he doesn't have any mental health problems, then the next minute he's using it like a shield, like you can't make fun of me.
What a person with mental health problems is right. Yeah,
that's
like
perfect example. Yeah, that's like, so that's really
I'm fine. That's, yeah. That's I have no mental health issues.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not saying anything else about Kanye though.
He needs help. Hopefully in 2019 we get Kanye some help. Yeah. That should be a hashtag. Get Kanye some help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He don't want it.
He don't.
Hashtag take his hat.
Hashtag take his hat.
I can see a video where somebody just stole the hat and he's just going crazy around the house like, who took my hat?
That would be funny.
Everybody snatching chains. And he real mad. I'm offering a $5,000 reward. Whoever can get my hat back.
Wanted.
Why can't I sit out?
So yeah, we're gonna pray for him and his hat. Number 8, Barbecue Becky and Company.
Yes.
Oh God.
Y'all white people did the fool this year.
They been on their phone all day long, y'all.
Oh God. My God.
It's just Lord.
Because we had her.
It's just so much.
The lady with the water.
Yeah, Water Wendy or whatever
they
were.
Yeah.
Shout out to the black folks that actually named these folks.
Right.
Y'all are the real MVPs. Because y'all crazy. I'm half black, and I swear that's the part that I love. Because black folks is most creative.
I mean, right. What are they named? Don't even know
their name. Her name is Barbecue Becky. That's
her name. She was so stressed. She was one of many that just I think like something recently happened.
I think that was today or yesterday.
The hotel situation. So the guy's making a call.
Okay, I haven't heard it.
And he's just in the lobby, and then I think the folks at the hotel called for the police to have him removed. But he was just taking a call.
Yeah, and he was staying the night there, so it's like he had every right to be in the damn lobby.
Oh my God, I hadn't seen that.
And then Starbucks, the dude said Starbucks.
Oh yeah, how can we forget Starbucks?
Yeah.
And they end up apologizing. What kind
did
of
y'all, okay, so did y'all boycott? Did y'all boycott Starbucks?
No. I didn't.
The job I was at, I needed that coffee.
I depended on it,
and I'm not even a coffee drinker.
I work right across the street from a Starbucks. It's like walking distance.
Mm-hmm. It's one in our building. I have to
go.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't. I don't boycott things that benefit me.
That's real.
I was going by the franchise. I mean, I wouldn't go by the franchise.
You know what? I did a few days though.
Boycotting the franchise.
From that's a distance. Real.
That particular Starbucks.
I do not support you, and I'm here
to take
you.
So I may go across the street to the other one.
Well, let's leave that in, you know, I don't know if we will, not that we want to, but these people keep calling. We can't be at the pool, we can't be selling water, we can't do barbecue.
We can't stand in the lobby, can't do nothing.
One of the girls, I think she was in her dorm or like in a shared dorm space and fell asleep after studying and got called.
I remember that.
We just can't do nothing. Mm-mm.
I remember that, and the police called her up, and you had to show the ID. It was just so much.
This reminds me. Okay, I just got addicted to a show. Y'all probably already started watching it. Dear White People.
That's what I heard.
Oh my God!
Okay. I literally binge watched it like all day yesterday.
There was petitions to get this show back on air, listen, and you just now watching it. We fought for this.
No, listen. Even sort of, it was like, I can't believe you never watched this. He's like, this is like right up your alley. Yeah, right. This is like right up your alley. And so that just reminded me because they had an episode of where the police was called on one of the main characters. So that's what I was like,
She always police called on her.
Huh?
Like, this is some shit.
This is normal.
Yeah, so anyway, that's my new shit.
Yeah, I love this show.
I'm about to watch the finale tonight, for season 2 finale. Yeah.
Is it season 3 yet?
Not yet.
I think it's going to get green lighted though.
Yeah.
It should.
That'd
We fought for season two, man. Good God.
Yeah, I love that show. I can't believe it.
Yeah. It definitely makes for great conversational pieces. Mm-hmm. It definitely makes for an opportunity to open up eyes where people just don't get it. But it's sickening. Like, can we just... Black and brown people, can we please be able to go into spaces and not feel hostile?
Yeah.
Or just surviving.
Our skin color is not a weapon. Like, you should not be automatically fearful just because you see somebody who has tons of melanin in their skin. Like,
right.
Yeah.
We don't bite, honey.
Right.
Y'all probably do. We don't bite.
Right. Right.
So that was number 8. You want to read one, Fair?
Yeah. Red Table Talk.
Y'all watch it? I've only watched like 2 of them.
Yeah.
I watched half of one.
Just half of one? Which one was it?
The one, So I watched 2 of halves.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I
watched 2 halves, which
and
made one whole.
And then some previews of each one after that.
Like little
things
they show.
Yeah. I watched about 5 total.
Okay.
No. Put them all together.
But it made our number 7 because you know black folks in particular, conversations about mental health,
mm-hmm.
or just a lot of things that we just never get around the table and talk about. Mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett Smith was able to provide that platform on Facebook, like
mm-hmm.
most people who are actually in that age range actually are on Facebook. So I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty fun.
I watched the Will Smith episode.
That's the one for show. Yeah. I watched.
Mm-hmm. I watched the one with her and her Will Smith's ex.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
what I watched.
Mm-hmm. They co-parent very well, and they talk about how they didn't like each other.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really appreciate that type mm-hmm. of stuff because it's like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because that show X doesn't mean that we have to be at each other's throat. Like, yeah, I can really appreciate the maturity that even for them to say, look, man, we was about to scrap one day, but look where we are now.
Yeah, right.
So
yeah.
I can appreciate all of that.
Yeah.
I like her for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really watch a whole episode because on one episode, Willow Smith was getting on my nerve with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep.
She does a lot of that.
Like, why are you even here? Like, why
is this
her
mama?
No.
Yeah, they try to have like the 3 generations of women
being at the table. She doesn't add anything to the table.
Yeah. She's
just absorbing. She looks
she's absorbing,
yeah.
But she can do that on Facebook like we do.
That is true. That is true.
She attracts the younger audience.
Yeah, yeah.
I really don't think nobody.
Hey, I'm
not that young.
I'm trying to give her something.
I like Willow. She's grown on me.
I like her, but I'm with you on her
little ad lib. She has this thing where she definitely wants to be a part of the conversation even when she doesn't have something to say.
Right. Yeah. Right. That's what I'm getting out of it.
Yeah. But she's raised differently.
Very much so.
Her and Jaden and that household's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I appreciate it though. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the difference.
My training. Yeah. I like it.
Trey was in a different household.
Right. Yeah. That was pre Jaden, like.
It's 3 of them. I thought it was more than.
It's 3. Yeah. Trey's the oldest, and that's the one with the ex-wife.
Yeah.
So he was living with his mama, and she raised him like a
normal
single
child.
Black mama. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Without all the extra stuff and the whipping of her.
Oh.
Okay. Number 6. What's number 6?
Netflix protest.
Monique.
With Monique. Featuring Monique.
Monique was like, look.
Listen, I love that for real. I was not about to give up Netflix.
Me either. I'm sorry, Monique. Like, I still love you.
I wasn't giving it up.
I saw a meme where it was like, I think he said something about everybody watching Bird Box, and it was a picture of Monique.
Y'all still watching Netflix?
You're damn right. With that classic picture, the one with the red top.
Yeah. Monique, I don't know what the hell you was thinking. Like, you gave up the bag because you felt like you should have got more.
But she ended up getting Las Vegas residency recently, so she got in shape a little bit. You know, things turned around for Monique at the end.
But she was asking for a lot for her
fans. We're going to see her.
Whoever in Vegas at the time.
Y'all going to see Monique. I hope somebody show up at her.
They going to show up. Yeah, Monique.
I mean, you're in Vegas.
That's some tickets that go free with your hotel stay.
But she, so, that's, but it's a bag, so, though.
Yeah. Is she still getting paid? Empty audience or
no? I want her to that's have true. Her coins because she was upset.
She was.
She was hitting my loves every day, and then she came after Tyler Perry.
Yeah. That's what I didn't like about it. It was like you had issues, and then you came for so many people because you were unhappy.
Right.
Look,
it's the husband.
That's what turns people off about her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, these people over here, they good with their money.
Right.
Get this bag and move on. That's it.
I don't know.
So that was her. Mm-hmm. Number five.
Cardi B versus Nicki.
That was a whole freaking little era, time era, man. Zone.
Yeah.
So what I did not approve of is Cardi B
attacking Nicki with the shoe.
No, I approved of that. That was my standby.
I most definitely approved of that.
No, it was the fact that Cardi B decided to do a 7-part series on Instagram about everything.
Right.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, just go live. Exactly.
She could have went live.
She could have went live. But at the same time, too, Nicki had a whole podcast. Pretty much talking
right.
about.
That's true. Like, what is it, Queen Radio?
Really Queen podcast, but it shouldn't have been Queen.
Yeah, I never listened, but pretty much the whole basis was about times. They whole little tip of tat.
And everybody else. And she mentioned everybody. She name dropped like a mother. I don't even know if she still do it, but.
I don't know. Yeah. No, she not, because she can love.
She done already?
I don't think so.
She can't stick to her. Yours, man.
My spirit. I just really, I can't. Yeah.
But I'm definitely team Cardi, and that's only because I feel like she's genuinely out here trying to make relationships with people.
Yeah,
and
I don't think she cares.
Not necessarily care, but she knows
how to
purposely making enemies.
Right, she knows how to navigate in the industry to be a likable artist. Like Nicki was at one point a likable artist, but then she started getting. Was big headed and her ego kind of so I'm team Cardi only because even though she's still new, but she know how to.
I will say this, like, I hate that we had to like pit those two women against each other
because
the industry is full of men that can thrive and
they
work
they're
together
the same lane you got, like,
but we didn't do that. Nicki did it. She pinned that. She created that beat by herself.
But it started
and she does
with,
it with everybody.
It started with her not paying homage to Lil' Kim. Period.
Yeah, that's the top.
The fact is that you stole this woman's whole identity,
right?
And tried to make it as your own, rather saying she inspired me. So I'm doing this because she inspired me. Blah blah blah. But you was trying to make it your own, so that's where she failed at, and that's how the problem started because she, you know, she wasn't humble. She came out the gate thinking that she was just gonna. Be Lil' Kim and not have to say, well, Lil' Kim created this era.
It worked for a while for her, though.
For a while, yeah.
But then, you know, all things must come to pass.
The same way, how they say, the same way you give, the same way you lose.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening.
So that was our number five. Number four was Colin Kaepernick, the Nike campaign. Yes.
And I'm, now that I am boycotting. I don't watch the NFL.
Me either.
I don't watch it. And I used to love watching football, but I have not watched in like 2 seasons.
And it's definitely effective because they're definitely seeing ticket sales, lost ratings have definitely went down.
Yeah, Papa John's lost their endorsement.
They were not really that good anyway to me.
Right. No, they had the NFL endorsement.
Yeah, but I definitely was supporting Kaepernick on that.
Me too.
But I think it's funny how the white people.
Oh, their reaction was crazy.
Why they still got it on their body? What's come on? What's going on?
Like, what drug is that? Like,
somebody break their house down. It's like
yeah, but the fact is, Nike still made money. People, y'all bought the socks. Y'all bought the shoes, and then y'all just wasted y'all little coins by trying to prove what point.
Right.
I don't know. Do you feel like it was a genuine campaign on their end?
I think so.
I don't know. Because they're making money on both ends, though, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that it was already pre-planned. I remember them saying Colin Kaepernick had a contract with them previously before all of this happened.
Oh, really?
So they had to use it in some way. I think that they pressed pause on the contract and then spent it in their favor. But it was always meant for them to make money, and they just targeted the different color of money at this point.
But right. I think it was a risky choice for them.
We're definitely risky.
Yeah, it was definitely risky. So that, I commend them on that for taking that chance and taking that risk. But at the end of the day, they still made their coins, because people that was not so-called supportive, they were still buying stuff just to prove a point and go viral on Facebook. Right. They still making their money.
Yeah, but that was a whole little mood. Everybody was like filtering their picture and adding a caption to it. I mean. So number three,
midterm election turnout.
I think that this is really like one of the first midterms where people were like really active.
Yeah. I think this is the first midterm I actually voted in.
Same.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Because I told you hadn't voted in everything.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. This girl. So she looked me up. Or how did you find this out? I forgot. It's an app. It was an app. And it told her.
Her telephone number, it told me, and all my friends, period. It told me.
I think the only time I voted was for Barack. Mm-hmm.
It told me the last time that person had voted, if she was a Democrat, if she was a Republican.
Oh, man.
And I mean, everything, her voting history and everything. If she voted midterm, if she voted presidential, everything.
What happens in this?
I forgot.
You can tell us off air, but that.
Yeah, I was. I had, I think I was listening to a podcast and they mentioned it. And I was like, let's see.
this was definitely the first midterm election that I voted in.
Me too.
Yeah. And it was a great turnout too. Like,
I was on the campaign for Beto.
Really?
Yeah, the door-to-door thing. Now, it didn't last long, but it definitely like gave me a different perspective of how to stay.
That's cool. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
What? I mean, it was good money, and I decided to take a little break.
Oh, you said you worked for Beto?
I was on the campaign team.
I did that in high school. I did it for Martin Frost. And what a lot of people didn't know is if you worked for a government in high school, like, you got approved days off.
Oh.
Because you were actually working. For it was something that they called it, like, it was like on hand experience or something like that, because I was actually working with the campaign. I was learning things, so they was like, go ahead.
That is dope. That's
cool. That is.
Made my little coins.
It was just a quick coin, but it was nice. Number two was Michelle Obama's book Becoming.
Yes. Have y'all read it?
No.
I'm debating.
Honestly, I'm not even interested.
What?
No, I'm not.
What?
Listen, I just told Sorta Boo this. Oh, I guess I can say his name on here, but I'm not. I just told him this the other day. We was out shopping, and he we was going to Barnes and Noble, and he asked me if I wanted the book. I was like, even though I'm sure it's an inspiring book, but I just feel like I personally cannot relate to that. Like, it's like I'm not into politics like that. You went to an Ivy League school, two of them. You was able to afford IVF to have your babies. Like, I can't, because that's what you're talking about. I can't relate to none of that, and I'm really just not interested. Something that I can't look up and Google myself. I don't see the need to read it, honestly.
I'm not sure if I can relate, but I still want to read it. She was on Two Dope Girls podcast. It was a really entertaining podcast. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna read the book. But I went to Barnes and Noble, and they kind of laughed in my face when I asked for it, because they said they were sold out. Even sold out.
I was like, Patty Piles right now. You just can't pick. You know what, Patty Piles was real. How you couldn't find them? I want to check it out.
I don't know. I'm kind of up in there. I'm kind of with Trenisha. I seen it. Honestly, I listened to like a minute snippet of it, because I do audiobooks. I don't read. But it's on Apple Books for like $17 or something. And I was just like, Not really interesting. I went and bought The Art of War, and I listened to The Art of War today. But
and see, I watched her interview with Oprah that she had. I forgot what it was called. Maybe it was called Becoming Michelle Obama. But I watched her interview with that, and I just felt like that's all I need to know. This is the whole book right here.
So, yeah, I'm interested to kind of just see her journey because she didn't always have money.
Yeah.
So that's really like
would be the big thing. Is she from Chicago too?
Yeah, she's from the south side of Chicago, yeah, which is supposed to be like the bad side.
Look at this. Got my whole name on her.
But yeah, so Becoming was our number two. I know me and Fiona, we're supposed to do a review on it at some point, yeah, so we need to get to read it.
Get the audiobook.
That's true. Yeah, I just got the app. I got the account.
You can do that. And it'll be quicker.
Yeah.
Just
listen to it while cleaning up, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long the
book. Y'all let me know
how.
And she actually reads the book herself.
Okay. I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, she actually reads the book herself.
And our number one, I think this was pretty easy because this was a whole mood.
Mm-hmm. What?
When the Black Panther movie came out. Black Panther.
Listen.
Damn.
Black Panther. Right. See, look. No. That Michelle
Obama's audiobook is 19 hours long.
Oh, wow.
What the hell?
I don't want the
That's book a long time to be reading to folks.
That's a long time.
Man, I don't
even
think, was The Alchemist that long?
I don't know.
That's funny. I like that book.
I love it. I'm going to have to listen
Matter
to that,
fact,
too.
It was The Alchemist. I love
yeah.
it.
But yeah, Black Panther.
Black Panther movie. First of all.
Let's break that down.
I didn't go to the premiere, but because I was like, I don't like large crowds. So
yeah.
So I'm like, I waited a few weeks. I was late. But I took my daughter, and I have three nieces. We all had our like face paint stuff on.
Yeah, we did the same. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we was like into it. Like,
yes.
It was such a beautiful thing. So yeah, I told you, Alchemist is short.
Sheesh.
It was such a beautiful thing, and it was just so cool to see all the little kids being able to see somebody that looks like them on the big screen as a superhero.
Right.
I just loved it. The album was dope. The movie was dope.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan is fine as fuck.
I agree with that. For me, it took me forever. Like,
really?
If y'all listen to the podcast, like, it was weeks and months.
No, it was months.
Yeah, it was after Black Panther had came out. I was like, I still ain't seen it.
Well, did you just not have a desire to, or what? It was the hype was just too much.
I don't know. I guess so. I guess the hype was too much. My daughter had went and seen it. She had came home, told me about it. Her daddy went to see it. I was just like, oh, okay. And then finally, I think I kind of...
No, it was like months later. And then she was like, I went to go see Black Panther.
I was like, man, you didn't even go to the movies. I think I did it
you
on
You did it on... it was on TV.
Yeah, it was on TV.
And I was like, man, this is a really good movie.
See?
I get all the jokes now. The colonizers. Oh, I'm a first class. So she was late to the party. Wanted to start liking Black Panther stuff. Girl, you want to see that?
Well, kind of forever. Everybody was throwing up the X.
Yeah. I was still over there chilling. Now he's like, oh. What's his name? Chadwick Boseman. He's going to be forever known as Black Panther.
Yeah.
And he's going to forever have to do the Wakanda.
The X.
Yeah. You know, he be looking like
the X. Hold on.
I said the X.
Oh, okay.
I was like, girl, you
I think he's cute.
Bird.
No, I think he's really cute. Yeah, I have a thing for Chadwick.
I said so her X because... She's crazy over here, so I thought you like divorced him.
No, I'm still crazy.
I was like, you dated Chadwick?
My mentor actually was his roommate.
Really?
At Howard.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's really dope. But no, the same thing she said. My daughter came home and she was ranting and raving about. She saw herself in the movie, basically. She saw Black women doing like awesome things, so it was really big for me. I'm not one to get emotional at all, but I was just like, oh, this
one moment. In the movie, my niece, she's six, and she was like, oh, that was cool. It was like something that Shuri had made, and she was like, she made that. I was like, yeah, she was like. Wow. And I was like, oh, that's, yeah. And I was like, that was just so inspiring. And I was like, you know, you could do that too. Yeah.
She ain't got no, what's that stuff?
What?
The stuff that they had.
What stuff?
The stuff that they had in Wakanda.
Oh, the,
No. Purple, the...
The resource that they had.
Feel bad for not knowing.
I literally just watched this. Like this
somebody
week.
Pull it up.
Sound like somebody.
Vibranium.
Vibranium.
Yes. I'm naming everything. But I was like, the purple heart? The purple heart? Earth? Like, what? Oh, okay. Yeah. She can still do it.
Okay.
Engineer. Yeah. I'm trying to get her... to the steel engineering
world.
Yeah. I'm trying to get my daughter to the engineering thing, but my daughter's she's a free spirit like her mom, and I can't really direct her. She gonna do
what she wanna do.
She wants to own an art gallery.
Okay.
She's 10. Like, what 10-year-old?
That is so sweet. No, don't deny that. Nourish it.
Because we paint and stuff a lot. Like, her room has her art and stuff on the wall. Like, I let her do that, you know. But I'm just like, okay, how are we going to make it? Like, you know, like.
I get it.
Yeah. So, but she wants to own an art gallery. And then she plays guitar. So, she's, like, into music.
Okay. She's really artsy.
Yeah, very, nice. Very artsy. But that's cool, but...
I don't know. I'm the worst person to talk to because I'm still chasing dreams. So
that's fine.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong at all.
It's going to come to pass. So I feel like if you nourish her early on, she'll be more successful rather than like having to figure it out at 18.
Mm-hmm. Or she could grow up at 18 and be like, what the hell was I thinking?
Yeah.
She could.
I feel like she's on that. I'm pretty sure she will probably be experimenting different major changes in college and majors and all that stuff. I'm for it. Like, find yourself. Be who you are. Whatever makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was our number one. Man, we went by real quick. We jumped through that. We also have a few honorable mentions. I don't even know if it's worth mentioning, but the Roseanne controversy. Roseanne Barr, when she decided to have some negative Nancy tweets.
But she's just a negative person.
She's
first of all, her name is
Roseanne
Barr.
I was just laughing about that. Like, I was just laughing at her name. Like, that used to be funny in her laugh. I would turn it like right after the laugh. Growing up.
It's Roseanne Barr.
I hated that show. Oh, I hated that show.
But America loved the show.
Like, I don't know why. That whole house looked dirty to me. It looked like cheesy.
It looked very dingy.
Oh my God. Her husband.
It looked like it smelled of cigarette smoke.
Yeah, like the cigarette smoke just stuck in the couch. But America loved it, and it was quickly pulled.
Great.
She apologized, as they always do.
Of course they do.
But it's back now.
What?
It's called the Conners.
I was shocked too.
But they killed her off.
Oh, they killed her off.
They literally killed her.
Damn. She died.
Yeah, they killed her off.
But didn't somebody come back from that was already
dead? Yeah, the daddy. You know, the daddy was dead.
I hated the way they ended
it. How the hell the daddy was dead, but they brought him back?
He was Lazarus.
She ended it really weird, where it was all a dream, and Dan really died years ago and had a heart attack. And
that was their way of trying to like bring it. Some soap opera shit.
Very weird, but okay. Well, she's not getting her dollar, so I guess I'm still happy. As long as that's not happening, awesome. My other honorable mention: Cat Williams snaps at Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish and Real. All in
that he got little man syndrome. Like he's just angry.
Yeah, he is
angry. It's like he just won an Emmy. Why are you going off like this?
Yeah, he reminds me of a little chihuahua.
Yeah, and they're little. I hate those dogs.
Little ankle biters.
Yeah,
the little Taco Bell.
I just felt like, you know, I'm just gonna say like black people in general. Have a hard time accepting other successful black people. Like,
man, I was telling my fiance that today.
And I'm like, it's okay, you had your run, and your run ended solely because of you, not because of nobody else.
Right. You slaying folks in Target and shit.
Right. You know, fighting teenage boys and stuff.
That was pretty, that was a low.
Yeah, and so I'm like, he's I felt like he was kind of saying that they don't deserve to be here, but I do, even though they put in the work,
right,
and have been steady doing their art and their craft or whatever, and you decided to do other things.
Yeah, the lies he told, though, that was funny. That was just the top of everything. He was just like, I got this and I got this, and I'm just like, can't wait.
But I did love the fact that Atlanta put him in that episode.
I feel so embarrassed. I still haven't seen Atlanta.
I didn't see Black Panther, and you ain't seen Atlanta.
But here's why. Because it is. I'm really not big on TV or movies when I'm in a writing process.
Okay.
So we did Unstuck, and then I also wrote a few other things, and I just didn't want to, like, drink a lot of different ideas. Mm-hmm. And I had a few favorites, like Insecure, Love Is, but for the most part, those were literally the only two shows
Love
I watched.
Love Is, I hated that show.
Oh. What? Let's talk about it.
I watched a half of an episode. First of all, the acting is terrible. The acting is
between
bad.
Who?
The people.
The main
character.
Well, one of the lead, the lady who was supposed to be Mara, she was a new actress, so I don't know if that accounts for anything.
It shows. I did not like the acting on there. I didn't watch it. I literally seen like 20 minutes, if that.
I'm so late when everybody could be ranting and raving about stuff, and I'd be like, okay. And then, like, 6 months later, I'm be like, okay, well, I just tuned in. Like, I'm that person that just caught up on the haves and the have-nots.
That's one show I don't care to ever see.
I watch it, but Tyler just draws it out too long. I have to fast forward it a lot.
It's very theater.
Yeah,
it's
so
popular. Yeah, it is so popular.
Oh, my God. It's so stressful. It drains so much of my energy watching the damn show.
Yeah. You watch it, Loving You Is Wrong?
No.
I like that better than Have-Nots.
Maybe I'm just not an own show, like, own network.
It was on Hulu. That's the only reason why I watched it, and I was at work, and I was bored. And I thought it was going to be, like, you know, one or two episodes, and then like two seasons in, and I was like, when does this shit stop?
The best show on Hulu is The Handmaid's Tale. Y'all have I got
it. I don't know if I'm gonna be in that. Is it?
Listen,
I like Harlots too, though.
It's good. I haven't seen that.
You should watch Harlots. It's a British what's name?
Oh, okay. But it is so good.
Handmaid's Tale is good.
It's good.
What is it about?
Is it like Lifetime? Like a Lifetime?
No, the acting is like really, really good. Okay. It's like really good. The storyline.
I don't know. It's like
cool.
An Amish type thing, but
it's like set in the future, but not futuristic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like they're a religious based.
Yeah, they go back to how it used to be, and they have handmaids. That's what the women are. That they wear like these cloaks and stuff, and they go do the shopping. They do all the housework, all that type of stuff.
Because they were like before they transitioned to like this new government. Because that's what it is. It's like a new government rolled out in that area, just that area though.
It's
crazy. And so they have specified roles for everybody. The handmaids, they give birth because they're the only ones that's fertile still, and these are the women that were like adulterers. They were like sinful women.
Okay.
Like workers of the night type stuff. And so that's their punishment, is that they're handmaids now. All they're good for is pushing out babies for these.
That is an interesting concept.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. It's good.
When you first see it, it was just a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're going to be like,
because in the scenes when they get the handmaids pregnant, it's like really, really
yeah.
The wife is like holding the girl's hand.
It's gross, but it's so comfortable. But it's so good. It's good.
I'm gonna have to check it out. You said Hulu?
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
But yeah.
I gotta check out Atlanta. So I can understand why
everybody. It's hilarious.
I believe you. Childish Gambino is really good.
I love Childish Gambino.
Did you hear about him? They say that he stank.
I'm not surprised.
Oh my
God. I was not expecting that, but I'm not shocked, unfortunately.
Right, like,
if you ever hear this Childish, I love you, Donald Glover.
No,
you.
I love me some Donald Glover. I do. And I love
his what was that?
Donald is bad. He's like, he's so my type. It's like, he's so
what about type. Him?
I just like, just because he's such an artistic, creative. I love those type of people. And
You know, he had his whole this whole thing on when he was on the Breakfast Club saying he wanted a black woman, but the black woman he wants doesn't want him.
Well, that's because, you know,
so he just gave up.
Probably.
I would feel some type of way.
Real talk, black women, my runner up.
Definitely the more
A lot of black women don't give that they kind quiet, of nerdy guy a chance.
We had a show on it called Blurred.
Yeah. He had a valid point, but they don't mean like
give up.
Yeah. But yeah. I get what he was saying.
He married a whole white woman.
Is he married to her?
Yeah, they got kids.
I know he had kids, but
yeah, I think they're married.
I think they're married.
Yeah, I love me some Donald Glover. Yeah. And I love me some Lakeith Stanfield.
Y'all just watched Sorry to Bother You yesterday.
Still haven't seen it.
It's on Netflix and Hulu.
Is it good?
Or people said it gets weird.
It's very weird.
I heard it's weird.
It's very weird, but like the artsiness of it.
Lakeith is very odd. I don't like him.
And then it all goes away within like 24 hours.
I like it though. Nothing at all. So he just deletes it. He does. He posts cute little videos. I'm like, oh, look, he's so cute. And then you go back and delete them. Yeah, that sounds artsy. It was a moment in time.
That's just funny. It was funny. Borderline mental health issues.
Sword Boo's not even like that at all. He's like the total opposite. Not total, because he's not like a thug or nothing. But
can you explain on our podcast, because I know you don't want to get too vivid on yours, what is a Sword of Boo? I love the term.
We met at work, okay?
Okay.
So he's a caseworker as well. Mm-hmm. And it was like training. It was in training class. And we started hanging out, vibing, whatever, but we liked each other, but we never made it official.
Okay.
Like, it was kind of like, I don't know what we're doing. Are we dating? Are we talking? Like, what is this? Just call him Sword of Boo. And so, his name is Justin.
Okay.
Tracy decides she wants to give him another name, not Sword of Boo. She started calling him Just Incredible. On the show, and I'm like, let's not do that. Let's just stick with Sword of Boo.
Listen, if y'all know Trenisha, she don't like people.
I don't like people.
So my thing was, you know, you got to be pretty goddamn incredible to keep this child's attention longer than 2 weeks. Because 2 weeks she done.
We've been going strong for like 7 months now.
So, he gotta be the boo.
He's boo. But on the show, he's still Sword of Boo because we just got used to calling him Sword of Boo. On the show.
Okay.
He's not a Sword of Boo. That's Bae.
She'll say that on your show. But
yeah, I'll say that on this show. So if y'all listen to our show, y'all be like, this is bipolar.
And we all out the window.
No, he's Bae. But Sword of Boo, it was like, we just didn't know what to call what we were doing at first, because it was like I wasn't really necessarily ready for a relationship. Mm-hmm. He wasn't either, but we enjoyed being together. But now it's,
I like it. I like the term, because everybody is like such bae.
Yeah,
this bae, that bae.
I'm like, we're sort of together, but we sort of not. But you know.
It's complicated, kind of.
Yeah, it's like complicated. But even though neither one of us was like dating other people, we just never said.
Made it official.
Yeah, we just never said, you know what, we are together.
Yeah. Yeah, together.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, we're together, but not really. Sort of.
Lastly, our honorable mention, it was great music. And you all can also kind of contribute. I know you said a few things on your podcast about what you were listening to. I'm exhausting her name at this point, but Summer Walker's Last Day of Summer was awesome.
That was a dope project. I really enjoyed it.
The Internet, Black Panther.
Cardi B, Invasion of Privacy was pretty dope.
Yeah, I did enjoy parties.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really dope. Yeah. I forgot they came out
this past year. Mm-hmm. She had a really good year.
Who else? We said Fall Out Boy,
the Mania album. I liked Jack White's album too. I listen to all kind of music. So Recently, 21 Savage. It was a dope album.
Everybody been talking about 21. I gotta check it out.
That's pretty dope.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
That's one I gotta listen to. I still haven't heard Nipsey.
That was a good album.
It looked like it would be good.
What else?
The Black Panther soundtrack.
Who else? I'm shocked you didn't say nothing about Kanye.
Well, listen. Because, I mean, it wasn't my favorite, honestly. But I really did enjoy the Ye album. I don't know if y'all had checked it out.
Yeah, I checked it out.
I really liked it. I mean, it was a little dark at times.
I feel like he completely changed his entire format at the last minute.
He did. No, they say he did. Like, he pretty much went in the studio and recorded all seven of them songs. right before he released them. That's why it was like a delay on the release, because he was still recording songs. Mm-hmm. I did enjoy Nas project that he produced.
Nas was really good.
Pusha T's was dope too.
Pusha T's was dope.
Teyana Taylor.
I think it was the production.
I was underwhelmed.
I didn't like it. And I'm a Teyana Taylor fan. Now, Do Not Disturb. And I actually asked. I specifically asked for a different sound from her.
You did.
But that wasn't the sound that
I just didn't like it. I felt like it was all over the place, kind of. Like,
do you feel vocally it was or production-wise? Because that was my problem. I was like, Kanye, this is not your show.
Yeah, both. It was just, it didn't, the sound didn't match with, like, her vibe.
Right.
It was like, I get that you were trying to do something different, but
it was too different.
Stick with.
She was kind of upset because he added stuff after she recorded everything, which wasn't okay.
Of course he did.
That wasn't okay.
Yeah. Who else came out this year?
It was a lot of folks.
It was a lot of good music.
Drake, Champions, Meek Mill.
I like
Drake.
I did not like
Big Mental.
I like his album.
Oh, I love Big Mental. I did not like Drake. He just. Drake
not a Drake fan.
Yeah.
That's emotional for me.
It's not that.
Kissy Ghost was pretty good. It's actually.
Yeah, I did like Kissy Ghost.
I have to be in the mood to listen to it, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Dirty Computer. I know you said Janelle Monáe. How you didn't even say nothing.
Dirty Computer.
I don't know. That's
I liked Trip too. Janae Aiko.
I really couldn't get through it.
I liked it.
I really forced. I tried. God, my bad.
Travis Scott. I love that album.
Oh yeah,
Travis Scott. Astro World. Yeah. It was.
So it was some pretty good.
Mac Miller dropped something this year.
Mac Miller, I didn't listen. Swimming.
Yeah, Swimming was dope.
That was dope.
Yeah, I don't listen to a lot of music. I just stick to my lane in the '90s and reggae.
Just switch your lane and you can come back. You ain't gotta stay in the lane.
Yeah, Mac Miller's was really dope. Yeah. Like, I was pleasantly surprised. It was
I wish I would have listened before he passed, because for me that would have not kind of spooked me out. But I don't doubt it was a bad album, because he was crazy really good.
Black Wale had a good album.
Hold on, Wale? I didn't know he dropped.
Yeah, he dropped.
For shade, honey.
Little something. I didn't like it.
It was cute.
Okay. We gotta put hands on Wale, cause he got it, but he just don't.
No, he brought it back with this. He gave you that whole 90210 vibe.
What? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to check it out.
I didn't like it.
She like Kanye.
I mean, who doesn't like Kanye?
Everybody.
Listen,
I like old Kanye. I know people hate that term, like true Kanye fans, which I was one, but I had to kind of like. You're not where you were.
No, I mean, it was just,
she's no longer a Kanye fan, but she just don't want to admit it.
J. Cole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cod. He's always underwhelmingly, like, not getting the recognition he deserves. But, his album was good because 3 or 4 deaths between the little young rappers happened because of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But people just kind of, like,
and what I thought was funny was how he did the Kids on Drugs album, and then Future Juice WRLD backed out and did WRLD on Drugs.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
It's like they tried to undo.
Yeah, it was like
nope, shut up.
It was like
you're trying to run by the Timothy, so creepy. Go and tell you that.
Let me check that out.
Drugs are cool.
the evil twin of that album. Run on drugs. And they literally talking about, I mean, one song I like was, what was it called? Zanny?
I'm sure you did.
No, hold on.
I will say one thing about this year that I was really, really happy to see was a lot of the underdogs make it up. Ella May,
Come on, Daniel. How can I forget Daniel?
I mean, Khalid, like all of these people that people we have been listening to for
ever
years finally surfaced on.
Her is really getting the recognition that she deserves. She's Sarda Boo, love him some her. Now.
No Name. Oh my God.
We went to
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah, we went to the Bomb Factory. It was like such a dope show.
Man, that was one I missed that I really should have been. It had just moved.
Sold out. And when I say it was packed.
I bet. Oh my God. Did she do the silhouette or did we finally get to see what she kind of looked like?
No, you could see her. She still had her shades on, but she wasn't in the silhouette. She did the little silhouette thing for like a song or two. But she bust out. She played her piano, her bass, her
she's drums. Crazy.
She was playing all.
So, yeah, I'm happy to see them make it to the forefront.
Yeah.
Because, oh my gosh. Having that argument with everybody saying they knew.
Yeah.
No, they they're not.
These people have been out for years. Yeah. This is not the first projects that you're in.
Booed up. I was listening to for crazy long.
Yes. I'm like Naked
came out after.
We was like, this song
is super old.
Yeah. Like, what? Y'all heard this song? What new song?
I'm tired of that song at this point.
Right.
I'm tired of her, honestly.
Ella May?
Yeah.
Wow. Y'all like that?
Listen, I was
Shot Clock. I'm proud. I'm happy for that Shot Clock got another chance to be a single.
But I was, honestly, I was a bit underwhelmed with her album.
Oh yeah,
and I like all that talking she did in between.
That's just her thing, though. Like, that's what I'm learning.
It was getting on my nerves.
You don't like the narration?
I don't like that. I don't need a.
If I need a narration, I'll read.
I would listen to an audio book. Like,
like, bitch, I want to hear you sing. That's all I'm here for is you to sing. I don't need.
I think if she, because she do every song, it becomes overwhelming.
Yes, it is.
But like, if you was to spread it out, like, it'd be three. But every song?
Every song, she got to sit there and have a whole full narration and a whole damn damn monologue about it. Nah, I'm good, bro. Then it's attached to the song. It's not even like, this is 10 is the song and 11 is the end. I got to listen to this shit.
Right.
No, like, I'm not. It irritates me.
Right.
So, no.
But I'm happy that she made it.
That's the reason why I didn't listen to her album no more. Once
was enough. Sadly, I only listened to it like twice, which I was upset at myself because I really was an LMA fan too.
You talk too much.
But yeah, this year was an awesome. Well, it's 2019, so happy new year. I don't know why we didn't say that this time of the year.
We had to take y'all down memory lane before we could actually introduce the new year. So
It was planned. But we're going to definitely create a lot of great moments, healthy moments, happy moments, moments where we're making money, moments where we are, you know, spreading a lot of love and joy. Yeah. We really appreciate y'all coming.
Thank you.
Before we do anything, we want you all to provide how they can find you on your personal pages as well as your podcast page. So
why I got to go first?
Okay.
I always go first. Why don't you go first?
Oh, God. You can find us at Melodically Dope. We're on Facebook, Melodically Dope. We're on Instagram, Melodically Dope. Facebook, matter of fact, let me back up. Facebook, we have two Melodically Dopes. We have the page. So, like our page, get updates. But we also have a group. The group is not appropriate for work. However, if you want a good laugh, always join the group. Instagram is Melodically Dope, and on Twitter we're Melodically Dope. The O is with an X.
Yeah, and I'm really trying to be active on Twitter, but I just can't.
Same.
I cannot.
Same.
same.
I cannot. Yeah. I be trying. I go on there and I just be just browsing and I'm like, okay, what do I do? I just say something like,
right? I've never. You don't have a big community there. Yeah, it's not like, fun. That's really us all social media,
right? Yeah. So yeah, we gonna try. So
basically, since we don't have a community on Twitter, we homeless.
Yeah,
you can build it up though.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying, but
myself, I'm one half of Melodically Dope. I'm Tracy. You can find me on Instagram at It's Me Tracy V, Snapchat It's Me Tracy V, and Tatum.
I'm on Instagram as Tatum_Tots, and my Snapchat is Tatum_TheTots. That's all I got for y'all.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Facebook or
and Farron, where can they find us?
You can find us as Millennial Frequency on Instagram, Millennial Frequency Podcast on Facebook, and Millennial Freak FREQ1 on Twitter.
That's cute.
Yes. And then where can they find you on your personal page?
Sofrio_A7 on Instagram, Farron Monique Jackson on Facebook, and Rasta Farron on Twitter.
Girl, you just everywhere.
You got three different personalities going on. Which one is she gonna give her?
No.
She's banging your one.
I know.
Jamaican on one.
I'm leaning towards the Rasta. Rasta.
You know, I love it. Multicultural.
So I have three platforms as well, but I'm really just an Instagram girl. So I've decided to just start shouting out my Instagram. You can find me as I_M_TECYA. All right, y'all. Well, thank you all for coming again.
Thank you.
Definitely like to collaborate at some point again in this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Y'all were a lot of fun. And that's it, y'all. I guess we see y'all later. We used to do music and stuff.
But yeah.
Universal. I guess SoundCloud was pulling all our Universal. The Universal group was pulling all of our music. Mm-hmm. So we just stopped. So we'll figure something out. Maybe a theme song this year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, bye. We holla.
Bye.